The first reading today, we hear about the creation of wisdom, and we need to be clear in making the right distinctions here, because if we just simply look at it on the surface, we would have to say Jesus, who is the wisdom of God, that is the second person of the Trinity, it sounds like God created him. He did not. Jesus is God from all eternity. He is not created. But yet at the same time, it says from the beginning that he created, before all things else, wisdom was created and prudent understanding from eternity. So how are we supposed to understand this? What we have to be able to recognize is that God as God is eternal, uncreated. But when we look at creation and God's action in creation, we can say that that is created because it has a beginning in time. God, who is operating in creation, is not created, but his operation in time is created. To help understand that, because it's a rather difficult concept, if you think about the fact that if you are in the state of grace, God dwells in you. Or even just to go back to the day that you were baptized. Before you were baptized, the Holy Trinity did not dwell in you. The moment you were baptized, original sin was removed, the Holy Trinity began to dwell in you. So the Holy Trinity who dwells within you is not created because he is God. However, because that indwelling began at a specific moment, the moment you were baptized, that would be called created grace, because it began at a certain moment. God has no beginning. He is not created. But the fact of his dwelling in your soul has a moment in time in your life, we can say that it's created. Again, a difficult concept, but just to understand, we're not trying to suggest that somehow the second person of the Trinity, or the third, was created, because they are all God. Now, what is also important is to recognize that Jesus then is the wisdom of God, and St. Paul makes that absolutely clear to the Corinthians, that he is the wisdom of God. And if we look then at what kind of wisdom we need, we have to see what's going on in the world right now. And we'd have to be kind of deaf, dumb, and blind not to see it, but there are lots of people who don't want to see it. And in our foolishness, we deny exactly what Scripture tells us. So we look at the gospel reading today and we hear about a boy who's possessed by a demon. And what do we want to say? Well, demons don't exist. It's just a psychological problem. The kid probably had epilepsy or whatever. Nonsense. They knew what epilepsy was. There was somebody with epilepsy that came to Jesus and was healed. It didn't say when he was healed that Jesus cast out the demon. It was a physical problem. This was not a physical problem. This was a spiritual problem. This was demonic. And what we see going on in the world right now is very demonic. Yes, there are human beings that are involved in a lot of this evil that is happening. But just look at it on the big scale. This is way, way bigger than what any human intellect could be able to come up with or control. This can only be demonic. And so maybe we need to be able to learn from the father of this boy. I believe, help my unbelief. But that becomes the first question. Do we believe? Do we believe what the Lord has taught us? Or do we want to believe what society teaches us? Because society wants to teach us the devil doesn't exist. There are no such thing as demons. Well, if we buy that nonsense, then the devil's got free rein to do anything he wants. Because we're just going to say, well, it couldn't be the devil because he doesn't exist anyway. It's the height of foolishness. So just at the point where we think we're being so wise, all we're doing is demonstrating the opposite. So real wisdom, true wisdom, is Jesus Christ. And Jesus showed us very clearly. In fact, when you look at the Gospels, we hear about demons way more times in just the Gospels than in all of the rest of the Bible combined. That's how much our Lord was dealing with Satan and his minions. That hasn't changed. Go back to the 12th chapter of the book of Revelation. When the devil couldn't get to Our Lady, he turned on all of her offspring. That's us. He hasn't stopped his malice. And so we need to recognize where this stuff is coming from. Don't hide behind a rock. Don't bury your head in the sand. Acknowledge what's going on. Recognize the reality. Otherwise, we are going to do exactly what our Lord warned us not to do. He said, "Do not be deceived." Well, the first line of deception is Satan doesn't exist. Then all of the other things that he's doing, he's not doing because he doesn't exist anyway. Then we're completely deceived. The devil's having a field day, and that leaves us in the lurch. Satan is real. The demons are real. And Jesus Christ is the wisdom of God. And that is where our power over Satan lies. Not anything within our own self, because we have no power over Satan by ourselves. But we have Jesus. Satan has no power over Jesus. And so that's again where we have to place our focus. Trust solely in him. Have complete trust in him. But first, believe. And then, once that at least is there, then we can say, "And help my unbelief. Help me to believe. Help me to have that strong faith." Because it is only with that faith that we will be able to share with our Blessed Lady in crushing the vile serpent's head. And that's the privilege that is ours. But only if we have faith. That's exactly what Jesus challenges this man with today. "If you can," he said, "everything is possible for one with faith." So if we truly have faith in Jesus Christ, for God, all things are possible.